You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? I'm Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on the movie show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow!
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if he told it.
Hello?
Joey, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way because you are listening to the movie show.
What's up?
Hello?
This is the movie show.
On Active FM.
Right here in the second week of January 2021.
This is the new way that I'm talking in 2021.
For real?
Yes.
Is it like more like sudden and quick?
It's more...
Straight to the point.
I don't even want to say mature because then... like what is, trying to be, I'm like, it's another year later, so we are...
Oh, we are now...
You know, before we're like, hey, yo, what's up? What's happening?
Now we're like, what's his up?
Hello.
This is the movie show.
What is that?
On Active FM, that is spelled with an A, not an O.
Yes.
Just in case you were wondering.
And if you say O, that's okay. We're saying A.
Wow.
Anyway.
No, I feel like we should just go back to being the movie show, Ryan.
All right, let's go. Take two.
In 3, 2, 1. What's up?
What's up?
This is the movie show.
On Active FM.
Right here on Active FM, your favorite radio station of all time.
With your boy, Ryan.
That was not movie show at all, right? I'm just saying. With Ryan, not your boy.
Yeah.
Just Ryan and Sesh.
Hitting it up here in the radio waves.
We are here to give you the lowdown on what is happening in the film industry. We are reviewing, we are critiquing, we are commenting, we are opinionating.
Are you commenting?
Yes, we
are. Serious?
We are commenting on current things happening.
Right.
In the film industry.
Okay.
Yes.
And I think this one's going to get a lot of listeners because everyone.
A lot of people.
A lot of people. Here come a lot of people are like, man, what's going to happen with Black Panther 2? And I'm sure because there's two sides to this, you can say, ah, no, but you can't. Ah, no, come on, man. You can't replace this guy. And at the same time, you're like, but what about Black Panther? So now you're like stuck between.
But this is a very, it's a delicate subject.
It is.
Sure. So obviously, Chadwick Boseman tragically passed away early 2020, which was a shock to the whole world. And Black Panther was in talks. We knew Black Panther was going to survive Endgame because when you looked for the next phase of films, you saw a Black Panther there. So you knew he was going to survive Endgame. And Black Panther 2 has been in the pipeline for Marvel. And now, obviously, with his death, it's a thing of, do they make the film? Do they not make the film? Will it be the same without him? Or should they continue the legacy and remember him and honor him by... There's two sides of this. So I know when he did pass away, there were a lot of people that were like, they better not make Black Panther 2. And I thought at the time, they mustn't make it anytime soon because that could get a lot of people angry. So there's talks that filming is going to start now in 2021 in March, which is just around the corner. They're planning to go into filming, which means for the past couple of months, there's been scripts, there's been actors, contracts, everything to prepare for production because filming is a very serious business. So they are planning all of this. Chances are, I don't know, would the film come out in 2022 or 2023?
Well...
They're saying 2022.
2022,
which is quite soon. I mean, it's next year, so...
And they start filming so soon. That's quite a rush of a film, eh?
Yeah.
I mean, considering that they have to film, then edit. They have to edit and the CG.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
But the big question is, what are they going to do? Where are they going to take this? Because the whole film is called Black Panther. And the person who was Black Panther has now passed away. So is it a thing of, are they going to do like they did with Paul Walker when he passed away? Or even in the Star Wars film, we've seen them do this where they digitally dub someone, which means they create a CG version of the person. And then with Star Wars, it was quite actually crazy. With Princess Leia, they literally took her previous recordings and made up sentences with her words. Like, that is intense. That is, I don't even know how they got that right because... You say a word with a certain tone. Do you get what I'm saying?
Pitch changing. Pitch, and the way that you end a sentence off, you know.
And it didn't sound weird. It never sounded like, do you get what I'm saying? We never sat going, but wait. that. So the fact that they did that, that is pretty impressive.
That must be some... look, I think with the software that we obviously have these days to alter pitch changes and stuff like
okay,
that.
Okay, yeah, I suppose that is possible. She wasn't like the main character.
Yeah.
She was just one of the supporting roles, and she wasn't in most of the film. Whereas if they had to do that now with Chadwick, he would be the main character. He'd have to be the main character. It's Black Panther.
That's a lot of work, eh?
That is a lot of work. So...
A lot of fakeness.
Right? But they did say they're not going to do that. So just in case you're wondering, they're not going to do that. They're not going to try and digitally dub him or... Yeah. So they obviously somehow need to write him out of the story. Somehow. And obviously progress with the story now. Yeah. I know, though, in the Marvel comics itself, so his sister, she obviously takes upon... She takes it upon herself, the mantle of Black Panther. And so fans of the comics have actually been calling for a similar approach to be done in the sequel. But Letitia Wright, who plays Shuri, the sister, she said that it's not something I even want to think about. That was obviously said very close after his death, because immediately people were like, but now what about Black Panther 2? So, but obviously I think she would step up into that position if need be. So that is one of the possibilities, that they're going to make her a very main character within the film. Other people have wondered if they're going to bring in Michael B. Jordan back in, which I don't know. I don't know.
I heard his filming schedule is pretty full. So,
although he is part of the cast. But he could be part of the cast as like flashbacks and stuff. It doesn't necessarily mean he's, you know, coming back into the film.
Hey, 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 hey. Wake up. It's the fam is here. Can you hear them? Listen, listen. Can you hear them? Fam.
FM, radio has never been better.
Currently, the cast list that they have, they've got Michael B. Jordan down, they've got Letitia Wright, they've got Dana Gurira. She was the, you know, his like military, she like ran the military, right? She was like the...
I think so.
That's how she came across to me. She was like the head of the military in Wakanda. And then Lupita, she's back. She was the love interest. What happened to her? I actually feel like I need to go watch Black Panther again. Because you know, you're like, wait, but what happened? I don't remember what happened. Yeah. So, people, we need to go watch Black Panther again. But then there's another character that they're actually bringing. So, this is a new character. His name is Tinoch Huerta. He's a Mexican actor that he actually is in Narcos Mexico. I've never watched it, but he is said to... There's speculation that he's going to be playing the antagonist in the film, so he will be the villain. And then, you've got Angela Bassett, you've got Martin Freeman, you've got Winston Duke, who were all in the original Black Panther. And then you've got Eric Bana. Was he in the original... Black Panther. He played Hulk. Do you remember the original Hulk?
I thought so, yeah.
He played Hulk. He was also in Troy. He was in The Time Traveler's Wife. If you know who I'm talking about now, it's this guy. He was also in King Arthur, Legend of the Sword. So he's obviously been in quite a few films. But he wasn't in the first Black Panther. No, he wasn't. So he is also an added character to the Black Panther franchise. I wonder, though, who he'll play. I suppose we don't really have much information yet. They haven't really given us any storyline info. But then also at the same time, what we must remember is this, the death of Chadwick Boseman didn't just affect the Black Panther franchise, because obviously the Marvel films all work together. So yes, there's individual stories, but at the end of the day, they all actually work together in a timeline that can come together. And we've seen many times where characters have been in other people or other characters' films. So in Thor, you had Hulk in there. And, you know, in Captain America Civil War, you basically had all the Avengers there. So they also interlink. So there were also other films within the Marvel Cinematic Universe that now have been affected because of the passing of Chadwick Boseman. So Marvel actually has a lot to... I suppose they've been working on it because they've had months already to do it. But, yeah, it's not just the Black Panther franchise that was affected by it.
I'm sure they've had lots of time to think and sort of work things out while the whole of Hollywood closes down due to unforeseen circumstances.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is quite hectic. But hopefully they'll be, you know, Marvel. They just need to be careful, though, because... they've got fans, and yeah, they need to.
I think if they play it right, I think that they will that they could actually turn it into something as a memorial type.
Yeah, something in his honor.
Maybe they can. Yeah, exactly. You know, in memory of type of thing, and you know, this film is released, you know, on whatever in memory of. You know, we'll never forget you. But if they, I think if they're going to, which they won't replace with CG, they're saying that they're not going to do the whole CG thing, which I'm really happy about because I don't think it really works out. Yeah.
They don't look human. You can see it's CG.
But even if you, let's say you get it so well, you get it perfect, on point, on the dot, I think it'll just be, yeah, it'll just be like, no. You know, type of thing. I think that that they're going to get a lot of fire from a lot of people. So, yeah, I think if they do it really, really well, I think that they could pull it off quite well. And I think that this movie could, you know, make quite a bit of money in terms of how many people would actually go and watch it. You know, maybe they could film it and release it, I don't know, around the month next year that he actually passed. I don't know. That
would be actually nice.
Yeah,
like that's what I'm thinking. Like in honor of his death.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Black Panther 2.
Right.
I was always hoping that they would bring it back because obviously Black Panther as a Marvel character plays in, you know, if you look at Marvel's next phase. Now they say that the next phase, it's obviously on the multiverse, is based on other versions of characters we've already released because it's been the multiverse. So I was always hoping that they would be able to, you know, not now just, okay, make Black Panther disappear. But because it's a Marvel character, it's Black Panther didn't just start now in the last 2 years or whatever. It's been a character for quite a while in the comics itself, that they would bring up someone else within the Black Panther, you know, whatever, family or whatever. And they say that there is a lot of extra footage that they can use to sort of,
Flashbacks do something.
Yes, in that terms. I'm not saying that it's a Paul Walker kind of way of brought back, just in terms of.
Because he can't just disappear.
No.
He has to, they have exactly. to do something. There has to be a reason why he's not there.
Yeah, so I think that's going to be quite interesting to see how they use that in the film. Maybe, you know, a shot, you know, obviously it's got to be footage they haven't used before, or they could be, you know, where is he? The last time we spoke was why then flashback, you know, from a previous movie or something. Not too repetitive, but yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be quite clever. But anyway, look, I think they've got it figured out. I'm sure they had a meeting. They were like, condolences. And then they like sat down, okay, what is the future of the franchise of Black Panther?
Mm.
And then... They would have discussed that now they're going to do it. And I'm sure they left the meeting saying, okay, this is going to work. They touched elbows. And then they walked out and they're like, yes, we got this. And
that
then,
is it.
Yeah, we're going to continue the Black Panther. Yes.
Out of interest, I went to check how many, because you know with these Marvel, especially the Marvel films, they would contract the actors for a certain amount of films. So with the end of Phase 3, we had a whole lot of actors' contracts coming to an end. That's why we also kind of knew we speculated who would die in Endgame. So obviously like Chris Evans' contract came to an end, Robert Downey Jr.'s contract. I actually can't remember if his contract
ended. I've been hearing about his contract ending for like ever. So.
But I feel like he possibly could come back. There's rumors and speculations as well.
I saw a scene, I don't know where it came from, of Loki. A different version of Loki.
Oh, yes. They're doing a series on Disney Plus, yes. A Loki series. And they're doing a Wanda and Vision series, yes, on Disney Plus. So Marvel, what they've done now is they're not just sticking to the films. They're branching out. So before this, we did have Marvel series. So there was the Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And then you also had Agent Carter. Those were two Marvel series that they did. But now they're going to be branching into like actual series on Disney Plus that they're doing with their Marvel characters. But with Chadwick Boseman, so I checked how many films, because they sign how many films the actor will be in. So, you know, you actually know this person is going to be in the next five, or he's got five appearances. So they agree to how many films they're going to do. His original contract had that he signed to be a part of five MCU films. Now, he was in Captain America Civil War. That was his first debut. So that's the first film. Then he starred in Black Panther. Then he featured in both Avengers Infinity War and Avengers Endgame, which means he had been in four films. That means that his contract only included one more film, which was the anticipated Black Panther 2. And that's obviously he didn't make due to his death. So according to his contract, he actually was only contracted for one more MCU film. They probably, though, would have renewed it because there was talks of them doing Panther 3, Black Panther 4, because they saw the success of, for example, Captain America, Iron Man, even Thor. I mean, Thor's continuing. His contract hasn't ended. We've got Thor, Love and Thunder coming up. So, but what had been signed was he'd only signed on for one more Marvel film. So I think the main film that was affected by this was Black Panther, but then also chances are they'd already started planning. In fact, they probably maybe had even finished planning their next timeline, going, okay, he's going to appear here, he's going to appear there. But yeah, obviously now they've got to just rework all of those things. But now just some, so we decided to just do some research to find how people are actually feeling about this whole situation. So I found a couple of tweets where people have actually stated their opinion, because there's news that came out where Black Panther 2, it was reported that they were going to begin production and filming. This came out in 2020, and that Letitia Wright is eyed for a more prominent role. So there is someone on Twitter, Kim Horcher, who said it has to be her, speaking about Letitia Wright. The most respectful way for this to go is to honor Chadwick as T'Challa and have Shuri step up into her own as Black Panther. Nobody needs to be recast. Just shine the spotlight brighter on the incredible supporting characters and cast. I think I personally do agree. I don't think they should recast someone else to be Black Panther. That's one thing I don't think they should do. I think they need to write him out of the story, personally.
Yeah.
I don't think they should just cast someone else's. I know it's like the most obvious reason, but I don't think fans will be happy with that either.
Maybe they can do so there's a Black Panther in all of us. You know, type of thing.
Like Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, where there's not just one Spider-Man. Yes. Yeah.
So here's a question, right? How does she become the next Black Panther? Because the way that, I don't know if you remember in Black Panther, but the way that they would get their power were these herbs that they would eat. But now, in the previous Black Panther, all those herbs in that were actually burnt. So how now does that happen? So there's what can happen was that, this is not what's going to happen, just something that could happen was that there were more of those herbs apparently found in some secret place. Because if you remember in Black Panther, the Michael B. Jordan character, he had taken over, but because, you know, all those other leaves were burnt, I stand to be corrected, they were burnt so that he wouldn't, you know, take the power, you know, type of thing. But then when the original Black Panther guy, the original character came back, there were those herbs that were found in another secret place growing, yes. And so that could be one way she could obtain the power. The other thing is that She can also have a different type of power. Now, obviously, she was very well skilled within the technology of vibranium.
Yeah.
And something that she got her hands on was obviously the Infinity Stones.
Mm.
And she was, there's a part, was it in Infinity War?
In Endgame,
where she was studying the tech.
No, wait, it might have been Infinity War, actually.
Yes, where she was actually studying the tech and having a look at it. She was like, wow, this is miraculous. You know, this is amazing, you know, type of thing. And that she could play on the role of almost like what Iron Man does, where he doesn't have superpowers,
no.
but he's got a lot of really cool tech and stuff like that. So for her, that could be her sort of superpower type of thing.
Yeah. Another person actually said they agree with Shuri taking the role of Black Panther. They say it makes the most sense and it also pays respect to Chadwick. And it's what happened in the comics. And they say Letitia Wright is going to be amazing. However, there is someone here who they are responding to the Hollywood Reporter, who the article was Letitia Wright's character Shuri might be taking on a more prominent role in Black Panther 2. They replied, this is Gia Peppers, to say, really insightful article. Marvel won't use CG to keep T'Challa in the film, which I completely respect. But seeing a Black Panther film without Chadwick Boseman, and then they put a question mark and they had a GIF with that stated, I'm not ready. So, yeah. But then she did go on to say, I also love Letitia Wright. So if this is true, I will be supporting. It's just 2020 truly took away our superhero. It's going to be an emotional watch no matter how long it takes the film to come out.
Yeah.
So that is also how people are feeling. Well, so I suppose they're not against the idea.
She did play as the sister, right?
Yeah,
so
she did. The fact that in the actual original Marvel comics, she does take on the role of Black Panther works in their favor.
That's right,
it actually does work in their favor. So, because then they're sticking to the comics. I think they should go that route. I personally don't think they should go another route. I think they should stick to the comics and, because then they've got more material they can use. They've got more, you know, there's actual comics that they can take ideas from. Yeah. So I don't think people are completely against another Black Panther film. I just think that it must be done right. People want it to be done right. They want to honor Chadwick Boseman. They don't want him replaced. They mustn't replace him. They need to work him out of the story and honor him as T'Challa and bring in a new character. I think that's the route they need to go. And I do think people will be supportive. I think that they'll actually go watch it because they want to almost honor Chadwick, you know. So I don't think it will be a film where they worry that people won't go watch it because now, you know, people are too emotional or whatever. But I think they can do this well, but they just need to be careful. Yeah.
I think if the movie starts off with like a recap, and then, of course, and today, you know, whatever, where we are now, Black Panther, this happened to him, and they buried him, and they show him scenes, you know, like how they buried them in the previous one when he, you know, supposedly died. And, the sister takes over, and she is, you know, Black Panther woman.
Black Panther woman. Pantheress. Black Pantheress.
There is still an enemy out there.
Right. Now you're making her sound like Catwoman, right? Catwoman's DC, hey.
Yeah.
But I'm actually looking forward to the Marvel films. We obviously didn't get much in 2020. We only got Black Panther. Oh, what am I saying? Black Widow. We got Black Widow. No, wait.
We haven't gotten it.
It was, I'm thinking we got the trailers
got
and
nothing.
All of that. We got nothing in 2020.
We got nothing in 2020.
Did we get nothing in 2020 for real?
Yeah.
We didn't even get Spider-Man or anything.
Spider, no.
2020 was such an intense year. It's crazy. Okay, but I'm looking forward to the new phase.
We've got the whole phase. Yeah,
I'm interested
to see what they've done again.
I'm interested to see
what they've done. We've got a cliffhanger.
Yes.
They've given us a whole year's cliffhanger again.
Yeah. The only film they're saying that came out was The New Mutants, but that's one of those, it's like the Deadpool of Marvel.
Right.
So that one was like, yeah, I don't think we got any 2020 films. I mean, Marvel films in 2020.
I think it's going to be interesting what's going to happen this year. Plus, obviously, Marvel has the X-Men.
Yes.
So I think they're going to bring in some really interesting stuff.
Just to give you a heads up, if you're wondering, what are the Marvel films coming out in 2021? Black Widow is officially, finally coming out in 2021. We've got Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten. Rings. Yes, The Legend of the Ten Rings, that's coming out 2021. The Eternals is coming out 2021. That one I'm looking forward to. We've got Venom 2. That one I'm also looking forward to. We've got Morbius, and then we've got an untitled Spider-Man Far From Home sequel. So we've got quite a few Marvel films in 2021. They're making up for leaving us dry in 2020.
Yes.
Yeah.
Active, 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 what's your bet? Active, active, oh, hey. Active, active, active worship, hey. Active worship, you can find us on the gram, you feel me? Instagram at active worship, we on books, you feel me? Facebook, click the follow since you're in it, keep listening. Apple Music, oh, it got you dancing, keep streaming. Spotify, it got you smiling, keep streaming. Oh, and Deezer, got your moves looking easy, cause we cool like that. So check to worship and listen, cause we cool like that. Christ music is hot music.
Check out the amazing music by Active Worship on all platforms.
So this has been the movie show discussing Chadwick Boseman. Let us know your comments if you feel like they shouldn't make Black Panther 2, if you feel like they should make Black Panther 2, whatever your comments are, please let us know. You can let us know on our social media platforms. We are on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Parler, Gab, and Reddit. You can also send us a WhatsApp. Our WhatsApp number is on our Instagram bio. And if you want to go listen to any of the other Active FM shows, you can go to www.activefm.co.za.
And if you're a Spotify subscriber, then you even on Spotify, you can go look for Active FM, the movie show. Yes. And of course, you can subscribe. And guess what happens when you subscribe? You get notified. Isn't that awesome?
I'd like to be notified. You get notified.
You see? Notified Spotify. Spotify will notify. Yeah. Drop
this
the beat.
This is intense.
We're on the flow.
Right.
Okay. So, and then also, of course, on your mobile phone, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast. Yep. We're there too. Mm-hmm. So even if you're not a Spotify, guess what? If you've got an iPhone or Android, yep, the app's right there. You can also subscribe there. You get notified. Then on YouTube, Active FM, and of course, Active TV. Go subscribe, hit the bell button. You get notified there too, because if you can look under the playlist, go look there. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but go check. There's a whole list of items there.
Yeah. So this has been the movie show right here on Active FM.
With Ryan.
And Sash. And we'll be back next week for another intense, epic.
And as always, thanks for listening.
Right. Peace out.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.